and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. South Korea's president has declared a national week of mourning after a plane crash at Muan that killed nearly all of the 181 people aboard. The BBC's Jean McKenzie is with families at Muan International.
This is now a room full of incomprehensible heartbreak as they wait for the bodies to be identified. For Mr. Mang, it was the first time his great-nephews had ever been abroad. They'd gone to celebrate the youngest taking his college entrance exams, he tells me. Their father took them. The boys were so smart and he wanted to treat them. I can't believe the entire family has just disappeared. My heart aches so much.
The Boeing 737-800 split, then exploded after a fast belly landing. Investigators will try to find out why the landing gear wasn't deployed. Searchers have recovered the plane's flight recorders. CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Congress has extended the 2018 Farm Bill while they continue to work on a new one, leaving Wisconsin farmers somewhat relieved but still worried. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
One of the biggest problems cited with the current farm bill is that it was negotiated more than 5 years ago, so the crop reference prices are outdated. Paul Mitchell, agriculture and economics professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, explains the reference prices allow payments to farmers when a crop falls below a certain level.
Prices have been declining on the corn and soybeans, and the process is used to create this support in these times of thin negative margins. They're out of date. Those floors were set in 2018, and you know, we've gone through a lot of inflation, and so you know, $1,000 isn't what it used to be.
Mitchell says farm organizations have been asking Congress to increase crop reference prices. The farm bill was extended again for another year as a part of a spending bill to avert a federal government shutdown. Mitchell says a lot of uncertainty looms with the incoming administration's goal to cut budget costs.
So my real worry is that agriculture will be collateral damage for the new administration as they pursue other political priorities where, you know, agriculture is not their number one priority. And they will take the cost of agricultural hurt to address these issues they want to address that would partly help them get elected.
Other areas of concern in the farm bill, he says, are crop insurance, conservation programs, and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, which is still offering benefits too low to help those who need them, according to an Urban Institute report. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Badgers skate to victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers beat Ferris State in a shutout, 8-0 last night in the holiday faceoff at Fiserv Forum. Three Badgers players, Quinn Finley, Rylan Mosley, and Kyle Kokkonen, each scored a pair of goals. Wisconsin advances to the final tonight against UConn. NBA. The Bucks lose in Chicago to the Bulls, 116-111. Damian Lillard was back with 29 points and 12 assists, but it wasn't enough. Giannis Antetokounmpo missing his fourth straight game. He's dealing with a non-COVID illness. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It felt like we were playing with fool's gold the entire night. I thought defensively we had no presence. You know, think about it. I think they were shooting 58% at halftime. We were shooting 44% and it was a two-point game. So you felt like either we're going to start really defending and then our offense will go up, or we're not and it's going to be a tight game, and that's what it was.
NFL, the Packers against the Vikings in Minnesota. A recap coming up after the game tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday. Some clouds, some patchy fog, and some rain out there as well. Highs of the lower 40s, a northeast breeze, 5 to 15. Any rain comes to an end tonight. Skies will turn partly cloudy and lows dropping to the lower 30s. It's 42 at our studios.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Fades.
Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Everybody, it's some music of the stars. We'll be on the air till high noon central as always, and an extra on New Year's Eve, 7 p.m. till 1 a.m. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide, civicmedia.us. God bless us, everyone. Here is Glenn Miller. Swinging New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
happy crowd.
Nice crowd.
I think you're a little too happy. I don't know what you're so happy about. Where were you when 1982 hit the fan? I tell you, if the monologue dies tonight, we are dressed for it. All rental jobs? How many of you from Michigan? Out for the Rose Bowl game. How many of you from Denver and don't give a damn? Anyway, do you believe this is the last show of 1982? My God, doesn't seem possible. Now, by the way, I have an announcement to make. If you're drinking tonight, do not drive. I'm serious. Very serious about that. And if you have to drink, at least wear a reflective flea collar so we can see you. See where you're at. Do you know what Forest Lawn does every year, which is a very good idea? Yeah. Forest Lawn, the world-famous mortuary, which is right across the street from NBC, serves coffee all night long. And they suggest if you've been out before, if you want to rest for a while, I mean, not... It's a good place to go to kind of sober up before you drive home, and they have free coffee over there. It's a little weird. You ever see a cup with six handles? They'll rent you a box, too, if you want to sleep it off. I mean, they'd be nice. You know.
The Music of the Star, Civic Media Radio Network.
Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. Police rode the block. Police rode the block. Police rode the block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. Police rode the block. Police rode the block. Police rode the block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They're gonna let me out on bail this Christmas from the bottom of their hearts. Police lock me up. Police lock me up. The police lock me up. Cause when I do a 2.1.
When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, through the window I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. While I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat. I resolve to let the lady have her fill, and of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Gass.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet. I'll politely offer her my wifey seat. This is my New Year's resolution.
Hey, Judge Rock, how about your New Year's resolution?
When my mother says, come in, it's time to eat, and I keep on playing games out in the street, I resolve to rush right home now when I'm cold, 'cause my pop just bought a hairbrush and he's bald. This is my New Year's resolution. Hey, Doodles Weaver, how about Professor Beetlebaum?
On the radio this year I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. This is my year's revelation.
Hey, Spike!
Spike, how about Spike?
In this coming year, I'm gonna be discreet. Have the slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.
Just the same, what are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year.
Thank you.
crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations. Jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve.
Stars Harry Connick Jr. from his album When My Heart Finds Christmas. Harry writes a lot of stuff and acted in a couple of movies. Some of them a bit scary, like the one in Lake Geneva. Was it called Contact? He played a great villain. And Spike Jonze, before that, everybody thinks Spike Jonze, the comic, well, he can be serious. His main love was always beautiful music. True story. Here he is, Spike Jonze.
Maybe. Early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve, ba ba ba. Wonder whose arms will hold you good tight. When it's exactly.
Stars, good morning. We'll be on the air New Year's Eve, 7 p.m. Central till 1 o'clock in the morning, right here in the Civic Media Radio Network. And welcome, everybody. Stations, Eau Claire, WCFW, and La Crosse, WLCX. Good morning, Hayward, WBZH, Green Bay, WGBW, Oshkosh, WISS, WLAK in Amory, Richland Center, WRCE. Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR. And a dozen others. Everybody seems to remember this one. With those saxophones whooping and wailing. It's Guy Lombardo and his theme song. How would you like a nice New Year movie? May I recommend one? Warning, it's a weeper. Waterloo Bridge, 1940. Vivian Leigh. Robert Taylor and Vivian Leigh's favorite movie. That's right, Waterloo Bridge.
See what you looked like.
And do you think you'll remember me now?
I think so. I think so. For the rest of my life.
But what is it about me you still don't get?
Ladies and gentlemen, we now come to the last dance of the evening. I hope you'll enjoy the farewell waltz.
I'll tell you later. Let's dance now.
What does it mean, these candles?
You'll find out.
Thank you. The man I'm talking about was not a Scrooge now. He was a kind, a decent, a mostly good man, generous to his family and upright in his dealings with other men, but he just did not believe in all of that incarnation stuff which the churches proclaim at Christmas time. It just did not make sense, and he was too honest to pretend otherwise. He could not swallow the Jesus story about God coming to earth as a man. He told his wife, "I'm truly sorry to distress you, but I'm just not going with you to church this Christmas Eve." He said he'd feel like a hypocrite, that he'd much rather just stay home, but that he would wait up for them. So he stayed, and they went to the midnight service. Now, shortly after the family drove away in the car, snow began to fall. He went to the window to watch the flurries getting heavier and heavier. Then he went back to his fireside chair, began to read his newspaper. Minutes later, he was startled by a thudding sound, and then another, then yet another. At first, he thought somebody must be throwing snowballs against the living room window. But when he went to the front door to investigate, he found a flock of birds huddled out there miserably in the snow. They had been caught in the storm. In a desperate search for shelter, they had tried to fly through his large landscape window. That was what had been making the sound. Well, he couldn't let those poor creatures just lie there and freeze. So he remembered the barn where his children stabled their pony. That would provide a warm shelter. All he would have to do is direct the birds into that shelter. Quickly, he put on a coat and galoshes, and he tramped through the deepening snow to the barn, and he opened the doors wide. And inside the barn, he turned on a light so the birds would know the way in. But the birds did not come in. So he figured that food would entice them. He went back into the house and fetched some breadcrumbs and sprinkled those on the snow, making a trail of breadcrumbs to the yellow-lighted, wide-open doorway of the stable. But to his dismay, the birds ignored the breadcrumbs. The birds just continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. He tried catching them. He could not. He tried shooing them into the barn by walking around them, waving his arms, but instead they scattered in every direction. Every direction except into the warm, lighted barn. And that's when he realized that they were afraid of him. They were afraid of him. To him, he reasoned, "I'm a strange, terrifying creature. If only I could think of some way to let them know that they can trust me, that I'm not trying to hurt them, but to help them." But how? Any move he made tended to frighten them and confuse them. They just would not follow. They would not be led or shooed because they feared him. And he thought to himself, if only I could be a bird now, if I could be a bird and mingle with them and speak their language and tell them not to be afraid, then I could show them the way to the safe, warm barn. But I would have to be one of them, wouldn't I? So they could see and hear and understand. At that moment, the church bells began to ring. The sound reached his ears. Above the sounds of the wind, and he stood there listening to the bells. Adeste Fidelis. Listening to the bells pealing the glad tidings of Christmas. And he sank to his knees in the snow. Paul Harvey, I hope for you and those you love, this will be a wonderfully merry Christmas.
Two little birdies were flying around. First they flew up and down to the ground. One little bird was a cute little she. The other most definitely was a he. Doodly-doo-doo-doodly-dee. The little he bird had eyes for the she. He knew at a glance she never could be happy unless she'd fly at his side and tell him that she would become his bride. Doodly-doo-doo-doodly-dee. Doodly-doo-doo-doodly-dee. So he mustered some courage and he said to the she, will you do me the honor of marrying me? I'll build you a nest and I promise to be the best birdie husband you ever did see. Doodly do 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 doodly dee. Doodly do 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 doodly dee. She said I'll accept and I'll always be true. Let's go find the parson and we'll say I do. So the he-bird and the she-bird were married that noon and flew south together on their honeymoon. Now they're so happy as happy can be, singing doodly-doo-doo-doo-doodly-dee. Doodly-doo-doo-doo-doodly-dee. Doodly-doo-doo-doo-doodly-dee.
That's Moe, Larry, Curly Joe. Happy New Year. Dmitri Tiomkin.
Quite content and fancy free. Heart throbs never bothered me. All at once the arrow hit my heart whispered. Mr. Cupid just winked his eye, and you walked by. It's a wonderful life. I have more than my share. See me walking around on air because you care. Seventh heaven isn't up so far. I see heaven from my lucky star. It's a wonderful life. Let it rain, let it shine. It's as wonderful as can be because you're mine. Mm-hmm.
of the Stars with Glenn Miller. Kelly. Remember years ago on radio, I heard a Paula Kelly. I said, is she still singing? Well, in a way, that's Paula Kelly Jr. that we heard back in the 80s. This is her mom with Glenn Miller and the Modern Airs and the orchestra. What happened to Glenn? Vanished on December 15, 1944. He was in a small plane traveling when he disappeared. Well, the military documents say that it crashed in the English Channel. The fuel intakes froze, they say. Dennis Sprague is a senior consultant to the Glenn Miller Archive. How could it have happened? Engine icing? Carburetor icing? The kind of ice that forms on the fuel tanks and fuel lines. Glenn Miller, born in Clarinda, Iowa. Played high school football. Learned the trombone. Dropped out of the University of Colorado in Boulder to be a musician. And on the day he went missing, December 15, 1944, United States Army Major Glenn Miller was believed to have born in Bedfordshire, England, as a passenger on a UC-64A Norseman aircraft bound for France. He was going to perform for the Allied troops. Now, there's a book on this subject. It's called Resolved. Take it as you may, and it's an interesting read. Interesting doesn't say anything. It's just interesting. The plane was flying low, Sprague said, and visibility was poor. The plane may have disintegrated on impact. Everybody aboard died instantly. You have about 8 seconds when the fuel lines freeze the engine. 8 seconds if you're the pilot to react before you plunge into the water. And yet, there's no record of that plane ever departing. Here's another theory, that it was destroyed by friendly fire. It was discovered that 138 airplanes coming back from an Allied bombing mission, which was aborted, they dropped their bombs over the English Channel, and one may have hit Glenn's plane, causing it to crash. United States Air Force records said the timing of when they were over the channel rules out that theory. Another plane was journeying across the channel at that time. Appears to be a case of mistaken identity. It took 9 days for the BBC and CBS News reports to say that the Norseman and all its passengers were never found and were missing. This is the music of the stars. The news reports are accurate, but what happened is not known.
75 years ago, the Glenn Miller Orchestra was at the top of the charts. Fans of big band music know the orchestra lives on to this day. And this Saturday at the Long Center, it'll be a mixture of the old and the new as the Purdue Jazz Band performs with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Eric Van Cleave and Mr. Dr. Mo Trout, that is, are our guests this morning. Thanks so much for joining us today. There's an exciting weekend ahead over at the Long Center. Tell us about the Purdue Jazz Band, and you were just mentioning that you guys are going to actually be opening up.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. Of course, we think about the Glenn Miller Orchestra as like the peak. That's like the big band, you know. Our students are so excited to get a chance to actually hear this music being played by the pros. But the Purdue Jazz Band is one of five big bands at Purdue University, all non-music majors, but they're really spectacular kids, and this band is the cream of the crop for us. They've played at many jazz festivals across the nation and won many awards, and so we're really excited to get a chance to play our music before Glenn Miller's music. We decided not to cover any Glenn Miller tunes.
Is reported missing. He left England by air for Paris 9 days ago. Major Glenn Miller came over from the States early this year to direct the American band of the AEF, which has often been heard playing in the Allied Expeditionary Forces program of the BBC.
Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network now. Stand by for news on CBS. Back again for three more hours. Stay tuned. Happy New Year.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Searchers have recovered the black boxes from a South Korean airliner that crashed in Muan, South Korea. There were just two survivors, the BBC's Jean McKenzie.
All the bodies have now been recovered. So that is 179 people in total. That is everybody who was on this flight, apart from the two flight crew who were rescued.
At the airport, officials have been reading off the names of victims for families. Reporter Jen Moon is there.
Heartbreaking scenes continue to unfold here at Muan International Airport as more than 100 family members gathered.
The plane made a high-speed belly landing, then exploded. Jeju Airlines CEO Kim Ebay.
I bow in apology to everyone who's cherished Jeju Air. Above all, I want to give my sincere apology and condolences to those who've lost their